P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
I love that. I love that. I love that. As you inspire others to also come to their maximum potential. That's what it's all about. And that's what you're going to get when you listen to Kingdom Fellowship with King Arthur and his wife, Gail, the ministry that God has given them right here on KAYT, KQJO. Amen. And I love it because you know what? It's time for you to be empowered now. Amen. It's time to be empowered. And I like that about my brother, amen, because he's always reminding you of the potential that you have. I think we're kindred spirits when it comes to that, because I'm always wanting to remind, and he reminds me and I remind him, and I tell you what, it's just a loving, loving, loving relationship about my brother. And I love that because he has a genuine heart to want to also empower God's people, amen, to help you become what you're supposed to be and to know that everything is unfolding and working just the way that it's supposed to. So y'all get ready, because the man of God is in the house and he will be coming. Amen. He's going to be sharing the anointed word of God with you. And he's kind of like myself. Nothing is scripted, but as the Holy Ghost empowers him to bring it forth, he brings it forth. Don't you love that about the Holy Ghost? He knows individually what you need as opposed to what you want to hear. And that's what I want. I mean, don't give me what you think I want to hear. Give me what I need, because I need to be empowered. Amen. If you need to tell me to leave the chitlins alone, tell me to leave them alone. Tell me to leave the fatback alone. Tell me to leave the soda pops alone. Tell me that I need to pray and fast and I need to spend. Tell me what I need. And that's what I like about my brother. Amen. He's going to tell you what he needs. And in the same token, amen, not going to beat you up about it, not going to get you bent out of shape about it, but he's going to help you to get to that place. And you know what? That's what serving God is all about. That's what growing children is all about. You may have some children in your house and some of them don't always respond, but you know what? You love them all the same, but you just don't treat them all the same. And I'm a living witness, because my mom and dad kept that belt on me. My other brothers and sisters got by. But King Arthur, he ain't going to let you get by. He's going to empower you. He's going to make you be without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or excuse, so that you can be about our Father's business. Amen. And that's the good thing about it. So again, get out those pencils, get out the paper, get out the pad, get ready to attentively get out your Bibles. I don't know what scripture he's going to be going to, but he's going to be going to something to empower you and to make it possible for you to be able to stand victorious in the sight of God and against all the calamities that seek to destroy you. Amen. Here's one thing about it. You know, when you got somebody fight with you, that's right. You got Big Brother King Arthur standing with you to help fight, and you got Brother Big Kenny with you to fight. It's a done deal. Amen. I'm willing to stand with my brother and fight with him and to do whatever we need to overcome the powers of darkness. So, again, that's what Kingdom Fellowship is all about, helping you to defeat that already defeated enemy. Amen. So without any further preliminary, it does give me great pleasure to introduce the some and to present the others all the way from Bunky, Louisiana, none other than in the person of the intramonorable, the incomparable, the majestic King Arthur.
Hallelujah, 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 excuse me, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Bishop. I really appreciate you, brother, and for all you bring to my life, my family, our ministry, to the body of Christ, to the world. It's an awesome privilege for brothers to be able to dwell together in unity and in love with the same common goal, and that's the establishment, or should I say re-establishment and advancement of God's kingdom in this earth. By proclaiming that kingdom, and also by proclaiming the laws of God. You know, God is a God of laws, and everything he does, he has laws to it, and his kingdom has laws to it as well. You know, I appreciate his ministry is a tremendous blessing to my life, you know, as I'm on the way up here coming to the radio station, and I be prayerful, and I tune into his broadcast, and it really does bless me, you know. And the good thing I love about it, you know, in a lot of areas of my life, it don't condemn me, but it brings conviction. You know, it caused me to say, oh, Lord, forgive me, or help me with this, or I repent, or, hey, you know, because it shows, you know, not only the goodness of God and the grace of God, but also the laws of God as well, you know, and the chastening of God as well, too. God loves us so much that even those who he loves, he will rebuke, he will reprove, he will correct, all in love, and he will chastise as well, you know. And I thank God, you know, for ministries like that that enable me to help me to stay on the straight and narrow. When the time the enemy would try to trip us up, you know, then we need messages like that, you know. We need the word of God like that, you know. We need to know how, not only to know that the kingdom is available to us, but to know how to live in that kingdom and the laws of God concerning his kingdom, you know. Our manner of life, the way we walk, the way we talk, that's very, very, very important to what God is doing in the area. I mean, listen, if you don't operate according to the laws of God, then there's nowhere in the world the kingdom of God can operate for you. It's a kingdom of laws. And once again, you know, I thank God for Moments of Inspiration Ministry and the blessing that it is to the body of Christ, a blessing that it is to me as well. And even so now, you know, I would love to say to you all out there under the sound of my voice that I love y'all. You know, and I heard Bishop say one time, and there's nothing you can do about it. It don't matter what you say. It don't matter how you treat me. It don't matter whether you're good or whether you're bad or whether you speak good of me or you speak evil of me. That don't have anything to do with it at all. This love that I'm talking about is not a human-centered love, you know. It's agape love in the Greek. That agape love is the same love that God loves us with. Just like God looked past your faults and mistakes and keep right on loving you, same way it is with me. That same love has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit, you know. And when I see people, even my enemies, I'm sure I have some, but a lot I don't know about, you know. A lot of times people laugh in your face and talk behind your back, you know. And baby, let me tell you something, you know. To those of us in the kingdom, listen, they did the same thing to Jesus. They talked about him. They laughed at him. They spoke, you know, when they was in his company, some of them said good things about it, but when they got behind his back, I mean, they said, spoke all manner of evil against him. Hey, listen, that's the ways of the world. You know, that's the system that we live in. You're not going to be able to avoid that, but what you can avoid is the effects that it might have on your life that will cause you to get out of your character and get into that character that they're operating in. And God don't want us to do that. God want us to stay kingdom-minded. know, he wants us to stay kingdom minded. He wants us to stay kingdom oriented. He wants us to stay operating in that same love that he loved us with, you know, and that's the love of God, you know. And I thank God for that love. That love is so awesome and so dynamic and so powerful that it covers a multitude of sins. I don't mean that you can continue in your sin and use that for a cloak to cause you to continue to sin and use God's grace as an occasion to sin. He said this, hey, listen, don't use the liberty of God as an occasion to the flesh or as an occasion to the natural man. He said this, you know, hey, the grace of God is designed, man, to get you out of your sin. Not to just erase your sins or cover your sins, but its main effect is to get you out of your sins. Hey, listen, I always say this here, you know, when Bishop tell me I'm on the air, you know, he give me the microphone or put the microphone in my possession, I be wanting to say some things, you know, and announce some things and a few things, but boy, once the word open my mouth and the words start coming out, it's like, man, yeah. It's like unstoppable then. It's like it's flowing like a river. And when it starts flowing, you know, next thing I know, he's telling me, man, my hour is up, you know. So this time I'm going to try to start a little bit before I start really getting to the God's word. Listen, we are Arthur and Gail LaValle Ministry, located in the Bunker, Louisiana area, there where God sent us there to be a blessing to the community. You know, he told us in times past when we came home one weekend for a visit, we was living in Houston, Texas, stayed there a long time. Anyway, one weekend we was coming home to visit and God spoke to my heart and he said, I was looking at our youth in the community and I was seeing how much in despair they was and how there was nothing there to really impact their lives or change their lives. And God spoke to my heart. He said, I want to bless this community. And through this community, I want to bless other communities. And through other communities, I want to bless this parish. And and through this parish, I want to bless this state. And through this state, I want to bless this country. And through this country, I want to bless all countries. Until the whole earth is impacted by the blessings of God. And when I say the blessing of God, I'm not talking about, you know, houses and lands and cars and material things and all those things that we consider as the blessing of God. No, I'm talking about spiritual blessings, like everlasting life, like peace that passes all understanding, like the joy of the Lord, like all of the treasures, watch this, not of the earth, but all of the treasures of heaven, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God, the empowerment of God, God's ability on our ability to accomplish his God-given purpose and destiny for our lives. I'm not talking about natural blessing and physical blessing and monetary blessing. I'm talking about spiritual blessing. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, thanks be unto God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, with all spiritual blessings, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. Where your blessings are, they're in heavenly places. What's heavenly places, Arthur? That's in the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. It's not in the earth. It's not, let me say it back, it's not in the church. It's in heavenly places. It's in God's kingdom. It's not in religion. It's not in our beliefs. It's not in our ideologies. It's not in our thoughts. It's not in our own opinions, their own way of doing things. They're in heavenly places. And those are spiritual blessings that supersede, that way outweigh all of the monetary and natural blessings and physical blessings and money blessings that we could ever conceive. Listen to this. You know, if somebody got $1 million and say, God bless me, you know, to be a self-made man, a millionaire, then some are billionaires. It don't matter if you got to be a trillionaire or a zillionaire or whatever it is. If you had all the money in the world, not a dollar of your $1 trillion could purchase you, could buy you everlasting life. Not a good career, not a good business, not you being successful in life as we know it here on earth No matter how successful you might be, how you might climb up the ladder of success in your business or your corporation or your job.